Well, welcome. Thank you all for joining us this morning for the huddle. Joel is speaking today, and I told him he should not try to double up on all this today, run this meeting and the others. Plus, he has things to do with order of service before. And so he is in that. Sarah Marie, I believe, is serving in the service as well in a couple ways. So she is also out of the loop. But we got Ayla here with us from New Life Kids. And then I am going to cover, we have on the front end a number of updates, announcements, things that are coming for the summer that we want you all to be aware of. Some you may have already heard of. We have probably a little more detail on some of these. And then we're going to end up talking a little bit further about, at the end, some discussion time. And I'm going to give you the questions on the discussion time now, kind of preface that. That way you have a little bit of time to think so we can hopefully have some good input from you. So in terms of the discussion, we're looking at the coming year. So trying to think next fall and winter, and in particular, what training and equipping do you want or think would be good for your people or people in your group? So that's a question of what training or equipping do you want or think would be good for your people or people in the city, in the church? Examples are like years ago, we did reflective listening. That's something that we've done over the time, listening skills, conflict resolution, how to share the gospel, how to lead a group, how to host. There could be a whole gamut of things regarding leadership or just ministry skills, things that could be equipped or trained or leaned into. So we'd love to know what training or equipping do you think would be good for you or your people? And then the second question we'll ask is, we've been doing classes throughout the year. So this last year, we did a number of new classes. We do the intro class. We've done a hermeneutics class. We did spiritual gifts. I think there were two or three other classes that we did. And so wondering just, are there any classes of interest around topics, scripture? Could be another example, survey of the Old and New Testament. So thinking through, are there any specific classes tied to scripture that would be helpful for you guys? And so those go back to our dreams of equipping and dreams of, they really both center out of that. And then obviously with the classes, scripture's our foundation. So you can be thinking on that. That's where we're going to get to and ask your guys' input for a discussion on that. And time-wise, I'm not sure if we'll use the whole time. We may end up a little bit early. And if we do, we'll probably just sign off, which will be great. If we, and then if you have questions throughout this, we'd love for you just to pause, especially as I go through the beginning here with a few things about the summer. If you just have questions rather than wait to the end, just ask along the way. That way we can keep the relevant questions tied to that, knowing that at the end we're going to have a discussion. So I'm going to pray and then we're going to jump in. Lord, I thank you for everyone who is here, those who lead in the city in these ways. Lord, I pray that you would guide and direct this time, allow us to hear from you. Lord, we pray that your spirit would speak. Lord, I pray that if we need a little encouragement today, we would hear that, whether it's from each other or scripture or just some of the things that are here. Lord, if we need to know you are with us, Lord, I pray that you would remind that and speak. So even though this is a huddle at a time, thinking about our leading of home groups and leadership in the church and the city, Lord, we know that you are with us. We pray that you would just minister even through this and meet us where we're at. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. So I was actually just this morning reading in John chapter 1. And as I went through that, the first chapter in particular, I was pretty struck again by how much, actually, Ayla, I'm going to do one thing here because I don't know if people will be joining. Oh, I can add participant box. I was going to say, if someone joins, I don't know if I'm going to see them. So, but I think I can fix that. All right, we're going to just add another window to the page. So as I was looking at John chapter 1 this morning, the thing that jumped out at me was one, Jesus saying the theme of come and see, how many times it appears in chapter 1, especially as John baptizes, he has followers of his, and then he points out, here's Jesus. And when they engage him, he says, come and see, and you will see, in terms of where do you live. And so two disciples of John follow him. Andrew was one of those. And then Andrew from that time then brings one of his own friends, Peter, to come. And to that, Jesus, you know, again says, follow me. Philip then, he goes to Galilee. He finds Philip. Philip then goes and finds Nathaniel saying, come and see. And this whole idea of they were engaging with Jesus, but then inviting others to come and see who he is, what he's done, and who might this Jesus be in their life. And then when they encounter Jesus, he was saying, come and see. He was just welcoming people in. And in a lot of ways, it kind of captured for me what we're hoping to see happen this summer is really a come and see mentality, that as we gather and lean into our walks with Jesus together with a heart to come and see ourselves, we'd also love to see, it's a huge invitation season. I think with, if you look at where the pandemic's been, where people are at, there's still a lot of folks in churches who haven't come back to their own church. And so when we say come and see and inviting others, a huge part of this, some of the things we're about to share regarding the summer schedule, regarding a home group, summer social, 90-day pathway, some of these things can be opportunities to have others be invited back into our own community. That's a huge need. We've been blown away at, as we try to reach out and engage people who we haven't seen in a while in our own church. They say, we're with you. This is New Life is our church. We haven't gone anywhere. And honestly, a lot of them are just like, thank you for inviting us back, because they're just, for a lot of reasons, haven't come back into in-person gathering. So that's something. And then also there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, have stepped out of their own church and are looking for churches and opportunities. So it's, these are opportunities where people could be invited in to our own community, experience what we are. And then beyond that, there's a lot of people that have never stepped foot in a church or haven't for years. Maybe they grew up with church, but the pandemic has really turned them, got them thinking about spiritual things. And it's a huge opportunity for us to continue to invite. So we saw that happen. We kind of capitalized on that with the Easter season. And I think you guys heard it was one of the, it was the biggest service we had in the pandemic, and the biggest, it was bigger than our fall kickoff, which was the first time in our church's history that we can remember an Easter being bigger. And a huge part of that is just us recognizing the opportunity, inviting those around us and people coming. And so we've been having a lot of new people. We continue to meet new people coming to our church. Just last week, Greg said he even met a new person from Angel School, which is right next door to us. And they saw our church, decided to come. And so pretty awesome what God's doing. So that was just reading through chapter one. I thought, man, that just really, that captures the heart of what we're trying to do this summer is be a community where we're choosing to come and see together, and also a place where others could be invited. And we see that in chapter one, where Andrew brought Peter, Philip brought Nathaniel. And I love in there too, that as they came to Jesus, they, especially at the end of the chapter, Nathaniel, it says, you know, here's an upright Hebrew or Jew. I can't remember exactly the phrasing on it, but Jesus says, I saw you when you were at the tree. And Nathaniel's like blown away and calls him the Messiah. And he goes, you're surprised at this. You're going to see even greater things than that. And I think that's our hope, is that I believe we're in this country and in the Ann Arbor area and on the campus of Michigan on the verge of seeing renewal in a new way. I'm not sure what that exactly looks like, but the EMT, we've been talking about it, sensing things. Working through the past few years, the past few years, I believe God has been refining and pruning his church, including ours. And I believe it's preparation for renewal and harvest that is coming. And so we saw some glimpses of that this year. The spring break trips were awesome. The Easter season, there were some really powerful things that have happened this year. And I feel like it's just a glimpse of what's to come. We're going to see so much more. And so I want to invite all of you to continue, keep leaning in together. And everything we're going to share this summer, that's kind of the heartbeat of what we want you to catch and then pass on to your home groups, is we really want this to be a season of leaning in together as a community and believing and wanting to see, come and see together and what God might do this summer and this fall and this coming school year. So that's kind of the heartbeat of this. The first thing was Wednesday home group. So that's something that you've probably heard already, but we're going to be doing a citywide home group on Wednesday nights from 6 to 8 or 8:30. So I actually have a few dates here to drop into the chat for any of you that want to copy this. So it's going to be Wednesday, 6 to 8 or 8:30, and it's for anyone in the city. We'd love for you to come. A lot of our groups do shut down for the summer or they go on pause. And this is designed to give leaders a break. So that if you wanted to do that, or you could continue with your home group, like my personal home group, It's been a while since we've been together. We just relaunched, so we're probably going to continue meeting this summer. We mapped out all our dates. But in addition to that, if we're available on Wednesdays, I'm going to encourage our group to come on Wednesdays as well and just be a part of. It's kind of drop in if you need to. If you could make a regular commitment and join every Wednesday while you're here, we'd love it. The goal of this is going to be practicing the rhythms of life, scripture, and story. So having opportunity to share stories similar to like slice fashion on Sundays, and then prayer. So life, scripture, story, and prayer will be the focus of it. We'll probably gather and have some social time, hang out. We'll go through those elements, life, scripture, story, prayer. And then at the end, we're going to have a fire and we'll have stuff for s'mores, marshmallows afterwards. Meals and food won't be included. So we put it at 6, which you could grab some food on your way here. You could bring food or take out if you want to join. But we'd love to invite you all to come. And even if you're going to be in your regular home group all summer long, we'd still love for you to jump in and catch this at some point. It is for anyone in the city. And one of the goals of that is even just having opportunity for all of us to really come together, to be together, to give leaders a break, flexibility for people's schedules, especially over the summer. It can be hard to even map out your group for the whole summer. So if you just say, hey, what if Wednesday home group is our home group for the summer? That's something we'd love for you to consider. It's going to be led. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
You've got two of those flagged as with campus, which means the rest of them are not with campus.
Yep.
Is that because campus is on a different night, different time? Or I thought some of the goal was to do that with campus the whole time.
No, I'll get to that in a second. Good question. So we want to give leaders a break, have flexibility for you guys' schedules. We'd love to see synergy just between all the city groups. We've heard that a lot over the last year. Was even in the pandemic, it felt even more isolated, especially if a home group was meeting regularly, but they weren't coming on Sundays. There was even less interaction with the rest of the church. This is an opportunity to see a lot of people in the church come together. We feel like it's super important. It's an opportunity to invite, as we've said. And so when we look at these dates, there is one. The first Wednesday of each month, we are not going to meet. Some of that's due to holiday, or we already know a lot of people are going to be out of town or gone on travel, vacation, things. So that's that. And in terms of the 22nd and the 20th, those are going to be combined with campus. And so those nights are going to be less focused on just the scripture engagement. It'll probably be more, let's come together and actually have more slice sharing. We've got a couple ideas even about sharing 2-minute gospel stories. That's something that we've done in a couple settings ourselves that's been really powerful as you get to know other people. And so those are going to be the two nights where we're combined for the whole church. So campus and city. There's not a ton of college students here over the summer this year. That's something that we saw a trend. We definitely believe it's the pandemic impacted that in a pretty big way. A lot of college students used to stick around for the summer and we would have more of a presence. The few that are here, it's maybe 30 to 40, are going to be meeting on Monday and Wednesday nights. And so they're split into two groups. That was something that was put in motion a little bit ago. As we saw this and combined, we said, what's cool is we are going to be on the same space. They're going to be mostly in 1547, I believe. And then our home group will be, the city home group will be in 1541. We'll probably also spill out into the front lawn at different times, obviously with fires, as we said. But we wanted to see, are there opportunities where even if we're there on Wednesday and knowing that some of the college students are on Monday, could we actually just have a time where we invite everyone to be together for at least once a month? The other reason we're only doing June and July is they've already started. So college ended for the Michigan students end of April. So they're already doing their Monday and Wednesday rhythm in May. And then they're ending in July. So they're actually not going to do August. Whereas the city, we're starting in June and then we're going to continue through August. So June and July are overlap. And we, knowing that we already cut out one Wednesday, we're basically just going to take one of those other three on those months and combine it with campus and city together. So we're really excited about that. We did look at this already and talked about, well, is there a way that we could have more people together next year? And that would involve probably the city adjusting at the end of April and trying to start something united in May. So we're in conversation about that next year. We have it on our calendar of next winter. to talk about that and see if maybe we could even do more regularly combined in the summer. But the most we can do this summer was the two dates in June and July. So that's your answer, Steve. So that's the home group this summer. We'd love for you to consider, talk to your home group, see if it's something that you guys would be willing, if you want to stay with your home group and join into this on Wednesdays as addition, or say, hey, what if we just made Wednesday at the church our home group for the summer? That's something we would love to do and serve all of you in creating that space. It's going to be mostly staff led. There'll be some other city people that we try to pull in, but we really want it to be a break for all of you as leaders as much as possible as we gather for the summer. So that is the Wednesday home groups. The other thing that we're doing.
Jay, one other quick question there.
Yep.
We had kind of brainstormed some ideas of maybe doing, trying to do some testimonial practice or something like that. Is there any thoughts on trying to incorporate that idea?
Yeah, when we say story sharing, that may be one of the avenues that it comes to, like a 2 to 3 minute come to Jesus moment. Like, how did you become a Christian? Getting to share that. We even talked about it could be really powerful on the combined with campus nights to really lean into that testimony sharing. Those are things that to do it well, we want to help get the information out too, of like train people. How do we actually do that? So that there's a number of thoughts right now. I know Joel is thinking most about the home group Wednesday nights and what to incorporate with the story share time. But that was one of the leading thoughts, Steve, is even just learning, having us share the gospel, our own gospel story, our own story with the gospel and encountering Christ, because it's really encouraging, really powerful. And it can be unifying too, just to hear that Christ is the center of life and how we all got to that point. So good question. Any others real quick on Wednesday home group before I move on?
What is there a plan for childcare? I know I had heard some mention of that, but.
Oh yes. Yeah. Totally missed that. I have a bullet point. Childcare. We are trying to provide childcare. The challenge to it is we're trying to follow the practices we have in place for New Life Kids as well. Which there's background checks, people are trained and equipped in a number of different things. We do have budget available and we want to hire, but we're still working on the logistics of how can we pull this off. In particular, trying to uphold the policies that are in place with New Life Kids. We don't want to veer away from that. They were put there for a reason. It's to keep everyone safe. And so we're trying to see if we can pull that off, but we definitely would like to and feel like it would be an aid in helping, especially families come. So we're going to keep you posted on that is basically what we have right now. Oh, we have a hand. Ayla, yeah, speak to that.
Yeah, I can just speak to the challenge that we're facing so that you guys can be in prayer for it. So we want to hire a minimum of 3 people per evening to allow childcare for infants up through age 2, which if you haven't been down to New Life Kids for a while, there's regularly between 8, well, we're averaging 8, but if everybody comes, we have like 12 or 13 kids in that room. So minimum of 3 to keep adult child ratios and keep 2 adults in the room at all times. But finding 3 college students or adults who are willing to have a job like this every Wednesday and have at least one of those adults be someone that we trust to have access to our security cameras and all of that kind of stuff. That's the challenge. So, you know, if anyone comes to mind that you think we could approach might be a good fit for being one of those 3 people or even more, if we have more, then we can offer even more age groups, you know, like if we have 2 more, then we could also offer up to like kindergarten age. But yeah, that's the challenge we have right now.
So you're planning to do that childcare in the usual New Life Kids space?
Correct.
During that time?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, Jay.
Yep.
Yep. For all the other kids, is it just bring them? Hang the adults. Fine. I'm curious.
A little broken up there. Was the gist of that?
She was asking about the other ages, and yes, the answer is bring them. But we Whether we find childcare or not, we are also planning to provide a list of people that we know of who are babysitters or willing to babysit in the church. They're babysitters in our church. So it would be, you know, maybe parents pool together to hire one for a couple of kids and, you know, take turns at each other's houses or something like that. But yes, it would just kind of be managed the same way you manage home groups throughout the year, is that finding a babysitter for those kids. We just feasibly think that the most we could do is offer childcare for those littles. And anything else would, yeah, still have to be managed by the families.
Did I hear, is this, so infant 0 to 2 years old, and then is this a paid position? Is that what you were saying? Is this?
Yes. Like a yes. Job? This would be a paid position every Wednesday from June through August, except for the first Wednesday of the month. So as I said, we're looking for three adults. One of them, someone that we would trust to be with our security cameras and things like that.
And is it probably like show up at 5:30? We probably want them there.
Yeah.
You know, beforehand. Yep.
Yeah. Show up around 5:30, 5:45. And then the home group will go until like 8 or 8:30. And then we'll expect that the parents will come pick their kids up, you know, pretty soon after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can ask Abby for the Wednesdays we're around.
Is she over 18?
She is.
Okay. Okay. Cause awesome. One of our requirements is that we have to run a background check, and only people over age 18. Have a background.
I think she had to do that for another job too. She had a.
Awesome. Yes.
She worked at a daycare.
We love that.
Yeah. She worked at a daycare, but I don't remember what age the daycare kids were.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
All right. If you guys have other questions around childcare or solutions, which would be awesome, I'll just direct you to contact Ayla directly. Her info is on our website too, if you don't have that, but I'm sure most of you who have gotten emails from Ayla as well. So
AYLA@nlcweb.org.
Oh yeah. You want to just put it in the chat? That'd be great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I can do that.
And I would say for everyone else, just bring your kids. That's what the church has been doing for centuries. I was just reminded as you guys were talking, Paul visited Troas, and it says on the first day of the week, so this is Acts chapter 20, we gathered in the local believers to share in the Lord's Supper. Paul was preaching to them, and since he was leaving the next day, he kept going until midnight. And then if you know the story, he talked so much that a young guy sitting in the window fell asleep, and then he fell out of the window, which wasn't great, but the Lord saved him and brought him back to life. So that was good. So I saw a miracle because Paul preached too long and went to midnight. We promise you we won't go till midnight, but we'd love for you to join and bring your kids, bring your family. I think there's blessings even for entire families and kids to be a part of these times. So next thing is Sunday social. So this is going to happen directly after church on Sundays. The intent here is to capitalize on the intersection provided on Sunday, where it's a space for people to interact and get to know one another. We gather in the Sunday service space, but could we spill out of that overflow into the yard out front through the summer? And so after church in the front yard, in front of 1547, the house next door that we own, and then also around Angel School, the playground, what we want to invite everyone to do is come to church on Sunday and then plan to stick around and just hang out right afterwards. So it's Sunday social. The only agenda is togetherness as a church. You can bring your own lunch, grab takeout, perhaps bring a dish to pass. It's not required, but if you feel so led, we think it'd be a really awesome opportunity, especially with inviting for people to come and see that you could come and engage with the service and then hang out afterwards and actually get to know the community a lot more and other people. We have found time and time again that as people get to know more people in our church, they're blown away with the community. And that often is a huge draw for people. And then I think for all of us who've just been away from that a lot more in the last couple of years, to be able to come back and lean into that fellowship of just being together And we would encourage you to talk or meet someone new each time. So if you do come, look for a face that you don't know, look for someone that might be new, look for someone that you just maybe haven't connected with in a while, or a face that you see on Sundays, but you have never taken the time to get to know their name or who they are. We'd love for that to be a place that allows us to have deeper connection as we network together. So that is Sunday Social. It'll be all summer long, directly after church on Sundays. So the other is 90-day challenges. What we did this last year, it was pushed from the whole church, and we have taken it. We got a lot of feedback. It was awesome. That was where we celebrated those who went through it already, and they have ping pong balls. It's in the foyer there on the wall. Those who have engaged with the 90-day challenge, the discipleship pathway, learned and applied it, or learned and lived it, continue to. So this is something that we are going to continue to do. We took feedback from it. One of the biggest was having a clear start and stop date. So we're all unified, those who are doing it, all do it together. And then also having daily engagement. So for 90 days, can we engage those who do it every single day in some small way? And so we've taken those two pieces of feedback, and we're in the process right now where we're going to be doing a daily engagement for those who want to. We'll sign up by, it'll be pushed out by text, and we're going to announce it this Sunday and the next couple Sundays. It should be in the bulletin as well. I just put in the link, or a link in the chat. You could click on it. It'll take you to a form that's just an interest form. If you went through it this year, then you have completed it. You're good. If you want to go through it again, we'd love for you to join in. For anyone that hasn't, we'd love for you to consider. We're going to do it this summer, starting in June. It'll be June, July, and August. It'll be one of the keys with the discipleship pathway is doing it in community. So it's very much about the discipleship pathway tool is designed to build practice and habits that lead to lifestyle, worship, community, mission, with a practice of hearing from God and obeying with others. So the with others is a huge part of it. So for instance, my home group, we will probably use my home group to go through this together, where when we connect around scripture, we're going to be connecting around the pathway. You could do it with your discipleship group, or even if you just grab two or three people, men or women, folks, you could even do it as your family and say, hey, I would love to go through this. And our group will be our kids, our family. So it could be you, your spouse, your kids. Go through it this summer, and you sign up, we'll send a text delivery out each morning where it'll give you a rhythm to run through that helps us really lean into the habits every single day. And that's going to be the key, is it'll be a rhythm. And our hope right now is what we're moving towards is when we deliver that text, it'll be just really short. And it's a link to either an audio version where you could listen to us talk through it in 5 to 10 minutes, or you could have the written version and read through the content for the day. And it's less about content. It's more about just opportunity to re-engage with the habit for the day, be reminded of what it is, a little story to encourage, some prayer engagement, and then opportunity for you to really lean into reflecting, trying to hear from God and obeying what is God wanting you to do. And then doing it in the context of a group in the summer just gives you an opportunity whenever you get together as a group to process, talk, support one another in what you're doing. And we'll have a little more on that. So 90-day challenge is going to be happening. We would love to invite you to consider doing that starting in June. And the form there is where you can sign up for interest. So that doesn't mean you're signing up to do it yet. We'll have another one for that. But this is just to start getting interest of who's doing it. And then if you want to read more about the pathway, there's also a link in the chat. You can follow that, discipleshippathway.org. And to get to our discussion, I'm going to keep moving on here. One thing that Joel has asked for you as leaders is be thinking about this fall, consider where you're at for this coming year. So take May, June, and July and be praying as you're leading in your home groups. What's next for you in leadership? In particular, this next fall, is it a time for you to step back or to shift or to step up? Do you want to continue leading your home group? Is if there's a transition that's needed, could Joel come alongside you and kind of help walk through that? So Joel said he'd like to secure leadership plans for the fall by early August. And so we know that groups will be having new people coming into the fall. So he'd love to have his mind around where we're at with that and your leadership involvement in that space. So that was Joel, you're here. I don't know if you're here listening or if you want to add anything to that, but
It's actually Rose. It's just signing in with Joel's name.
Yes, sorry. Awesome. No, that's so good.
No input for you. Sorry.
No input. Great. Joel's going to preach this morning. So that sounds good. So Joel will follow up with you in early August, and you can let him know what you're thinking. So just start praying about the next year and what does God want for you in terms of leadership here at New Life. And the last one is New Life Kids. We are running New Life Kids. We got back to it. It is a huge part of what we do as a church. It has a massive missional impact on our ability to invite, reach, and see new families join our community and serve the families who are with us. Knowing that kids have a safe environment where they're loved, engaged with Jesus and age-appropriate content, while it frees the parents up to join the main service, open themselves up to engage with Jesus, possibly take next steps. It's a big deal. And we're grateful for all those of you who have served in it and helped us get it relaunched. Ayla's done an awesome job getting us back to this. We do have current need for the summer. So that's the big ask right now is we need 45 on the team and we currently had 32. So we need about a baker's dozen more. And we would love if you are currently not serving in New Life Kids, would you consider it? And that's really what we want to have this ask go to everyone in the church. So we're going to be sharing this from the announcements today on the Sunday service. We're sharing it here in the home group. We'd love for you to take that ask back to your own people and consider, is there anyone that who would be willing to serve this summer? Once per month would be a huge help. So once in June, once in July, once in August, because it really serves those who are with us and those who might be coming to check us out, coming and seeing. So we also don't have New Life Kids on July 3rd. Maybe not obvious, but 4th July holiday, there's a lot of people that'll be gone, both in terms of finding people to serve, but also people who will be here. It's usually much smaller. So Ayla, would you like to add anything on this one?
Just so what Jay said, we had 32 people either recommit or sign up for the first time, but we lost a lot of people, students in particular, who when the semester ended, they are gone for the summer or graduated. And we just didn't get the people that we need to keep all of our classrooms, up to their the minimum adults we need in each classroom. And so, we don't want to need to close any classrooms, but if there's a Sunday where maybe, somebody calls in sick or something and we don't have those minimum amount of adults in each room, then we will need to, try and shift our classrooms or maybe send some of the older kids upstairs to worship with their parents or something like that. And just to prevent that kind of disruption to our kids' experience of, kids thrive on stability. And so if we can just keep that stable offering of this is where you go, it's the same classroom and all of that Sunday to Sunday, I just think that's really valuable. Jay and my team have said that they can, the city team can step in to fill in some of those roles. Jay's also asking the EMT to kind of like fill in if we ever have a gap, but even then it's near the threshold of what I feel comfortable, it's at that point where we need to like pray it through, have a lot of faith that God is either going to keep everybody healthy and they're all going to show up, or that what I would prefer is that he just, send those few more so that we can breathe a little calmer and be like, oh yes, we have all the people that we need to serve for all the weeks this summer. So if you could just kind of pass that, that message along to your groups, we'd appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you all. So we're going to spend the last part of our time here in discussion. And the questions that I had asked before is, we'll start with the first one. What training or equipping do you want?
Hey, can add one more thing? Actually isn't New Life Kids related. It's youth group related. Chelsea reminded me that we also have our summer schedule for the youth put together. And so this is for any teens who are entering into sixth grade this fall. So they just graduated from fifth grade, entering into sixth grade. Starting in June, we have, I believe it's the second Sunday of each month with a rain date for the third Sunday of each month. We're just doing a fun activity together as a group. We're doing a color dust war in June on the second Sunday in June from that one's in the evening from 6 to 8. And then we'll do tubing at Argo Park in July. And that will be from 3 to 5. I'll try and find the dates and enter those in the chat. And then in August, we're doing Knockerball, which if you guys have ever seen it, you basically surround yourself in a giant inflatable ball and then you knock into each other on a field and it's really fun. So this is just a great chance for new teens or new families to get to know the other youth in our group and just reconnect to our youth ministry before our home group starts up again this fall. So that's it.
Great. All right. So discussion, what training or equipping do you think would be good for you or your people? It could be something that we've done before that you're like, that was awesome. I'd love to see it again, or a refresher. It could be something totally new, but we'd love to brainstorm ideas, things that you think would be helpful and fruitful for us.
This isn't necessarily like a training thing, but I do think like when I look at the youth ministry, I think they have done a really great job of having events that they can invite friends to. I wonder if we can try to brainstorm like events like that to invite adults to or families to that aren't like on the church property or aren't on a Sunday. I just think that that can be like just a bridge. People aren't ready.
Yeah. Could we just take a second right now? Melissa, do you have any low-hanging fruit ideas on that? Or does anyone else, as Melissa was saying, like events off-site?
This is a good opportunity, I think, to potentially synergize even with what Christian Love is doing, as they tend to do a lot. You know, they do a lot of community events, so it might be interesting to see if they have some things, you know, focused around summer carnivals or festivals in Ypsilanti, or maybe we do something together with them. In Ypsilanti, stuff like that.
Yep. Other ideas? And we're thinking, the timeline we're thinking is more the coming year, so not necessarily over the summer. So be thinking fall, winter, other ideas, or things that you've seen people do that you're like, wow, that would be awesome.
I mean, I think, you know, you threw some out earlier, Jay. I think the sky's the limit. You know, you said Old Testament survey, New Testament survey. I mean, I think all of those are appealing from a biblical doctrinal standpoint. I'm guessing a lot of people might be interested in those kind of things. You know, attendance would be the question already, as, you know, we're talking about, you know, are folks even coming back to church yet? You know, would doing something on a different daytime, you know, that might be a question. Is this before church, after church, different day of the week? That might be more important from like a attendance standpoint. Content wise, I think, you know, yeah, the stuff you mentioned before, maybe even something, you know, Revelations is always an interesting one at times. Could be an interesting one. So.
So there's two questions: general training and equipping. And then the other was more class oriented. So Revelations would be class oriented. The idea, we can take that and run with it. Melissa, we can definitely continue to think on events that we could invite others to that are not on New Life property. But any other training ideas, equipping?
Hey, can you hear me? I'm in the car.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh,
fine.
Cool. Okay. One idea that I have is kind of around like, how do we like challenge and sharpen people? I feel like the only training I ever got on that was when I was like being apprenticed by like a campus leader, like 4 years ago or something. So I don't know if that would fit that, but yeah, like some kind of training around how to challenge and sharpen each other. Maybe even like the practice of confessing sin to one another. That was an idea I had.
Yeah. Love it.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Is there a way, I think that the training and equipping stuff would be really great to make available, like when we do it, whatever it ends up being, make available as a link as well. That way small groups and home groups can go through it during their times.
Yeah.
just thinking like along the lines of city people, like anytime you're in the school year, you're going to run into a lot of schedule conflicts. But if they already have their small group times in slotted into their week, then they can use the content that you're talking about, which I think is super valuable during that time as well, or home group times.
That's great. I wrote down accessibility and functionality, whatever we do, make available as link on demand digital content. That's what you're getting at, right, EJ?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
You know, Jay, I know this is, it's really basic and simple. You know, I tend to think through, if we're talking skills and kind of discipleship stuff, honestly, like reading the word in prayer, that's something that I often hear from believers kind of like, you know, still is, well, I don't really know how to read the Bible. Or, you know, maybe going a step further, how to use a concordance, you know, that people didn't realize, oh, there's a thing called a study Bible, or there's a concordance, or if I read a passage and I don't know what it means, or, you know, what are some reliable sources to go to that would be good to go to research scripture. I've heard people talk about, you know, needing help in those areas, but it's something that I think a lot of times people are somewhat embarrassed to say, you know, because they're like, well, I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to know how to do this stuff. But a lot of times they're like, actually, I don't really know how to read the scripture. So
yeah, that's great.
I mean, I'll even throw out there early on, you know, my walk, very simply going to Rick and saying, I don't understand why they keep talking about Jews and Greeks. You know, like, why do they keep talking about the Greeks? I don't understand what's so big deal about the Greeks, you know, and just understanding some of those basic language within the Bible.
That's good.
I think along those lines, just like stuff like we talk about having a quiet time or a time alone with the Lord, like that can be super intimidating for people if they've never practiced that or had any kind of training in that. So like, how do you have a quiet time?
Yeah.
Well, I like that, EJ, and I even Jay is the same. What was that, yesterday? All of yesterday?
Yep.
I was like, what was that, last week? No, that was yesterday. you know, Camp Paradise, just the opportunity, like, okay, now we're going to force you to go sit by the river, read your Bible, pray, be quiet. Like, so EJ, off that, like, just, hey, for the first half hour, you're just going to go be quiet and read. I know a lot of the campuses and people may have experience doing that, but others in the church might not. So to EJ's point, like, hey, we're going to do thing on quiet times. That might appeal to some folks who are like, yeah, I don't, you guys talk about that at church, but I don't know what that means. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And then I know, I think we talked about this already. So if we did, sorry, but, you know, how to share your testimony. We've talked about that, how to share the gospel. And like, sharing your testimony in 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, whatever. You probably already mentioned that, but so.
No, that's great.
I think the other one would be, that comes to mind is how to pray, like not just ask for things, but, you know, praise, thanksgiving, whatever the acronym is, confession, and then ask.
Yep.
Just kind of helping people understand, what does that mean? How do you spend time in praise? How do you spend time in adoration? What are some tips and tricks on that? You know, if you don't have the words to say, open up the book of Psalms. Here they are. Why it's important to have gratitude towards the Lord and how to recognize what he's doing. And then supplication. So that's a good training tool.
What is our target training audience that we're going for? Is it community as a whole? Is it students? Is it both?
I would say it's both. Like in my mind, there's very much the idea that EJ said before of accessibility on demand. Like I always creating in-person stuff is great, but I do think we could create things, resources that would target campus and city. And I would say people who have been with us, I'd love it to be things that could be a good reminder for anyone that we've been here for a while or someone that is pretty far down the road, and there's different levels to it. But I think a lot of them could be low hanging fruit. It's like someone just came to Christ. So I'm the one discipling the person. And if I knew there was like these five resources that are kind of, you know, hey, we could watch these together and then talk about them. That just makes a huge aid, you know, even in discipling and multiplying others.
Okay. I think one thing that came to mind for me, which is something pretty old school, it used to be called apples to apples, but it's called like listening, for heaven's sake or whatever.
Yep.
I've done that training even through the CBS ministry. And I just feel like, you know, we all want to be heard, but, we don't all have that great listening skill to hear other people well. And so I feel like that's a really valuable tool in training.
That's good. Can I just ask on that one, how many in here is that totally foreign? Like, I've never heard of apples to apples or listening for heaven's sake at our church. Got one at least. You can put a hand up or. Good, good. All right. Other thoughts regarding training, equipping, or even classes that we would do?
I mean, I think, I guess I'm thinking of in terms of just a couple of different categories. You have, you know, biblical doctrines. So you can do, you know, let's focus on sanctification versus justification. Were you saying training, equipping, or more like, are we teaching the word? Like I mentioned, Revelations.
Yeah.
I guess that's still training and equipping. I don't know.
We would probably say if it's like on a book of the Bible, it'd probably be more like a class, you know? Whereas some of the other trainings, you know, how to share your testimony in 2 minutes is probably not a class. It's more like equipping something smaller.
Okay.
Yep. Where a class is like, you're signing up, you're committed, you're going to go every week for, and there could be homework, other stuff, you know, tied to it.
And you're asking more about training.
I'm saying right? Either one. Yeah. I was going to talk about just the one, but then when you mentioned Revelations and a couple of class, I was like, we can just do both these at the same time.
Okay. Okay.
So, yep. That's great.
Jay, do you guys have any of the results from the survey or like when?
So they're being processed right now. There's the Ryan Cozy, who is actually part of our collegiate church network, is processing the data. So he's in motion on that, hopes to get it done, and then it'll come back to New Life. He'll present it to the whole EMT, and then we'll share that out from there. But my guess is it'll be June or July to actually get the results.
Because I think I would be curious to answer this question after kind of hearing or like, you know, meaning kind of what he notices or sees. Maybe thinking about like, why is that? How can we address it? What are the gaps or areas to grow in specifically? So kind of giving, you know, specifics to the larger data reflection.
Now that's great. I'm just going to put a note, bring this question back after we have, you know, results and stuff. So that's great. It's good leadership, Melissa. I would expect no less. Kara, I see the spiritual gifts again. Thanks for sharing.
Jay, I just wanted to say, I know we're getting close to the end, but
Yep. Like
I just want to tell you, I'm really hearing the ways that you guys are making an effort to like kind of open the doors of the church and welcome people in with the home group and summer social. And I'm like so excited and happy to envision my home group to that end, like kind of like reminding us again, like, yeah, when we're at church on Sunday and we see someone new, let's like go over and say hi. So I just want to tell you I'm hearing that and I'm excited to bring that back to my home group.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. That's really good. It's a good reminder for us, even today. Any, when you think through training and equipping, any topics, there's another angle for like the last few minutes here, any angle tied to our culture or things that are relevant, happening either within youth, within parenting, within our own navigation of the world, career, all that, that you feel would be something worth talking to, having the church talk about and engage on, anything come up as I ask it that way?
And this is city particular, Jay, or city campus?
Could be city campus. Yeah, either way. if it's both, you could throw out a thought to it, you know, just put that tag to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think of practically when I think of training, you know, I think of folks in the city working, or folks in the city who are primarily at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's your internal skill set, your internal training, so quiet times, prayer, reading the word, things like that. And then there's more external, like, how do you just get into a spiritual conversation? You know, so like those door opening moments, you know, content from like, what was it? Courageous Christianity. What was it called? Contagious Christianity, you know, kind of like, hey, here's five different skill sets. You don't have to be the one to put a sandwich board on your chest and stand out on the diag. That's not evangelism. It could be serving your neighbor. And then, you know, when they say thank you, is it an opportunity to share Jesus with them? You know what I mean? Like, we think of evangelism as, well, I'm not good at sharing the gospel, but evangelism comes in many different faces and forms. So I just think of those external things. Sometimes you run a training, you run a program, people, you know, say, oh, yeah, I guess I can, you know, do something in my community if it's not just, you know, again, being the evangelist that I typically think of. But that is where I think that testimonial piece is so powerful, because if there's one thing that I think people connect with and there's one thing that people can do, it's tell their story. So that still strikes me as, like, from a city side, probably one of the most more powerful training things we could offer people is, you know, maybe how to engage a spiritual conversation, that step of boldness to actually bring God up or bring Jesus up in a conversation. Like for me, for example, at work, a lot of times just simply mentioning, you know, oh, this weekend, you know, my church did this. Oh, what church do you go to? You know, it's like,
yep.
Other people are actually quite curious. So I think that topic of evangelism is so intimidating and like, wow, I'm not an evangelist. I can't share that kind of stuff. And it's the training element is, no, it's actually really easy. You can do it at a workout class, you know, so. I think that's some of the bigger training, at least in my home group, I think might help folks.
That's awesome. All right. It is 9:28. So I'm going to wrap us up in prayer. Thank you all for this discussion. This is super helpful. Where this goes is the city staff team will get all this. And then often ideas that go beyond just city will rise up as we get discussion and clarity. We pass these on to EMT from time to time based on what it is. But this is really helpful. One of the things that I and some of the city staff are going to be doing even this summer is really praying and thinking through the coming year and what do we feel we should lean into in terms of content, community engagement. So really appreciate you guys taking the time to dream and think about this. And if anything else comes to mind, we'd love for you to just reach out. You can email any of us, the city staff. Email me, text me, call me, let me know your thoughts, especially if you feel like the Lord's putting something on your heart with it. We'd love to know how the Lord is moving and speaking. So I'm going to pray. Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for these leaders. Thank you for this time. Pray that this next couple hours, even with the Sunday service, would be a huge blessing. Minister to us, Lord. We pray that we thank you for how you are at work in our lives, that you sustain us, that even the beautiful sun is a reminder of you hold all things in place, that this earth has been going around that sun for thousands of years, all because of you, your love, your grace towards us, Lord. Even if that can just be a reminder today, Lord, I pray that we would all desire to trust you more, follow you. And Lord, I pray that the conversations here, the opportunities we have this summer with home group, Sunday social, 90-day challenge, the youth group, the New Life Kids, Lord, all these spaces would create places that serve your church and even new people. And that as a result, we would all be able to say we're learning to be more like you and follow you together as a result. I pray your blessing and all that. And Lord, we ask that you would get the glory for today and that we would learn to follow you and obey a little bit more. I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you all for being here.
Bye, everybody.